It's been quite frustrating because we were having, quite regular talks. And then we had this period of time where we've had a changeover. We still haven't recommenced those talks. It's very important that despite other things that are happening, we need to prioritise matters such as this because we are essential workers who deliver an essential service, frontline service. So therefore, really, this should be a priority for government. We are glad that talks are going to resume, of course. However, there needs to be an urgency in looking at all of the issues and problems because we're on the verge of escalating our action further from strike action, short of strike action.
So what would that escalated action look like? What impact would that have?
The escalated action would be to consider strike dates. That's what it would be. We do not wish to go down that route if we can avoid it. But our members are very dismayed and frustrated that we have not made the substantial progress that we feel we need to make to resolve these issues long term. I mean, even in relation to the present cost of living crisis, other groups of workers for reward for the pandemic, they had some reward, whether that was monetary or whatever. We've had nothing, nothing at all. We had something on the table and then that was taken away. That's left people very discouraged and disappointed.
How long do you wait before you start seriously considering that action?
Well, that will actually be considered before the end of this term. We've already had discussions on this. Our members here are very determined that they want to see a resolution to all of these issues and they want us to be taken seriously and to look, as I said, for long-term solutions to pay terms and conditions for the future.